Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Saturday DBS show, Creation Lightship Healing, and this is our Saturday night live on the Lightship, so we'll go there and also have a birthday party for people born in the month of July. So let's first clear the date, 7-7-2018, and here we go, releasing this energy that's courting you. I do this because people get courted to like a year ago, 2 years ago. You know, each particular day of the year, you're courted to the past same day, probably going back to your birth. And you all kind of recognize that because you know when your birthday is. And, you know, that's your one of your key days. And so, you know, you remember your last birthday and the ones before. Well, these are all energetic courtings happening. So whenever you think of something on a particular day, you're courted to that. And then you're going through that energetic creation, we'll say, of you over again, like on a movie set. So you want to get all those things off of you. So we're going to clear the day today, 7-7-2018. And it'll be 7-7 of whatever the year is that you're connected to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Clearing that, and then do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay, and we'll bring up the light beam or beams on your monitor screen. You can watch it change. Should become more energized unless you have a healing going on your computer. But if you don't, you're going to see it actually get brighter, and the eyes may get a lot more transparent. So here we go. And energizing the light being or beings. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on that's bothering you, let's clear that. So here we go. Think of it now. Bring it up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. And we'll get our co-host on now. So, Anne, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and good evening, everyone listening. Welcome. It is Saturday night. So happy to be here. And as I know, everyone listening is too. Because it's Saturday, it's a special healing night that Ron gives us, and we make a visit to Creation Lightship. Oh, I should say this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and Ron has a website called creationlightship.com. There are a lot of healings on there, including some that are free, a lot of information, and you'll really get a great sense of some great way to live on this planet that is very positive and powerful. So you're in for an hour of a wonderful experience tonight. And because it's Saturday, Ron takes us on a visit. He bi-locates us for healing to Creation Lightship. So you want to be prepared by having one physical issue you'd like cleared. I recommend writing it down right now while you're thinking of it so you have it ready. And also, please send in some requests for any things of nature that you would like to visit. And you'll be able to experience the pure source energy of whatever that is. So we already have a couple sent in, Ron. And let's see. Oh, you had a wonderful healing today, and you have another live healing call tomorrow. All the information about these are on Ron's website, so you can visit that and get all the information about how to pay and sign up and register. Most all of Ron's healings you can be absentee for, which means you just have to register and you will receive the healing benefits, which are extraordinary. And you can call in, and it's really nice to call in and hear Ron's voice and know what he's doing, but you can also be asleep or at work and you will get all the benefits. So today, as always, Ron felt like a very wonderful, powerful call. And then you allowed us to remain on the Lightship for longer, which was really also wonderful. You charged a week's worth of water for us, and somebody has a question about that, so I thought I'd start with it. This listener wrote in, "Dear Ron, thanks for the Ascension call today. It was phenomenal. I am feeling amazing, free, and light. I was joyfully lining up my charged bottles of water on the counter and dropped bottle number one, and it broke. Should I skip day one, or should I go on to day two's water? Thank you."
No, just do number one. Just put it on the counter, and it'll be charged up within a couple of minutes for you. And so you could use the water, since it's getting probably late, use number one maybe tonight and also tomorrow. So I think most people use the first bottle the next day, typically, because you already have water charged for today, you know, throughout the call. So use number one for tomorrow.
Perfect.
So back to you, Ed.
Okay, and I, because I was thinking that you would say that, Ron, because well, now I'm not sure. I think you may have allowed us to stay on the light ship for continued healing. And in a situation like that, I feel like it would be okay to ask for the light beings to charge the water up for you, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And also, you know, you can get the light ship water out of your bathtub or shower today also.
So oh, yes.
Take a shower
that's
before
so
you
nice.
Go to bed just to do that. Yeah, that'd be great to get light ship water.
Okay. So as I say, oh, good, we're getting some room requests in. Thank you. It makes it fun when people participate and send in some room requests for the call later for the healing. I just wanted to mention, Ron, that you took us into, maybe we've been into it before, but I really felt a lot of power when you brought us into the fern room. And I looked up ferns after that, and I thought we'd visit there tonight as well for the people on the show tonight. I looked it up, and ferns are one of the oldest plant species on the planet. Something like, you know, I don't know. I read it on Wikipedia, so I don't even know if it's all true, but 145 million years old or something. So I thought that was really interesting. And the fact that they're on the lightship indicates to me that the ferns are on the new Earth. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
So they moved over. And they're beautiful. It's always nice to see ferns. They like the shade, I believe.
Yeah, an oldie but goodie, huh?
Yes. Okay. So let me go on. We have some questions and some testimonials here. There we go. Great. Thanks for the Friday call. From Wednesday the 4th until Friday's call, I felt worse and worse. All the healings Ron did on the Friday conference call and BBS call helped us so much. I had thought I was getting sick or something, but after the calls, I felt good again. Thank you, Ron and CLS, for helping us when we need it. So,
yeah, that's great, yeah. And
yeah,
I want to thank the people who send me emails also about feeling funky and stuff. I don't always do a reply on them because once I get something, I get on it right away. So, but thank you all if you have been sending info about feeling funky or you get up in the morning and you're dizzy and you can't walk straight or something. That's the sure sign that they've been messing things up. Right now it feels very good, so I don't sense any energies.
Would you say also not being able to sleep, Ron, is an indication that something could be going on planetarily?
Yeah, that too also, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And you've asked that dash off a fast email to you. You can even just put it in the subject line so Ron will see it right away. Always keep in mind when you send Ron a message to try to be very short and succinct with it because it's hard for him to read long emails. You can make them a little longer if you're sending them in for the show. But even those, should be brief so we can keep going and, you know, get through a lot of them. But hopefully we won't need to alert you anymore, Ron. Hopefully things will stay peaceful and we'll all
just... Yeah, it would be nice, yeah. Yeah, I had a change. There's a fire here about, I don't know, I'll say maybe 50 miles north from Mount Shasta. So, boy, the air was, you can't even hardly see the mountain. So I go, oh, no, they're encroaching upon the new Earth energies with this fire, the dark side is. So I started working on it, and about 2 hours later, 90% of the smoke went away. So, you know, it was pretty bad.
Well, that's wonderful, Ron.
So remember, they'll try to come into the new Earth to creep into the frequency. So I had to get it out, you know, overlaying the old Earth over the new Earth, you know. So then you don't know that's the same thing that's going on with what happened last week with the Earth being out of alignment. The new Earth is always perfectly fine, but they overlay this stuff and camouflage it. And, you know, I guess that they've been doing that forever, you know, with their timeline. So grabbing onto the new Earth and holding that frequency changes things almost instantly. Like I said, you know, you probably all have seen there have been in areas where there's, you know, lots and lots of smoke from fires. And, you know, it takes days to get it out. And this only took like 2 hours. So back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Ron, for sharing that with us and also for doing that work. Are the people who have enlisted into Special Forces back at work with the Special Forces, or are we still on break?
I think some people are coming back online because they're needed.
Okay.
So you might feel that you could be re-enlisted, or I should just say, you know, taking off of your vacation, you know. So you were kind of...
Vacation is over.
Yeah, you were having, you know, tea and crumpets for a while, you know, or something, and now you're you know, out on the front lines again. So, back to you.
Okay.
And also... You know, you're also doing cleanup and holding the space, you know. It may not be completely battling, but just holding space and getting rid of residues and things that are here that all of a sudden pop up. So back to you again.
Okay. We have another write-in about last night's show. Yesterday's radio show healings really helped me. I was also feeling disoriented and disconnected all week, and certainly the holiday played a part. Too many disharmonious energies to get a handle on. Big thanks for the healings. It was a big boost up and over my slump. Also, I watched to see if our unusually high temperature would drop after you did an environmental timeline crash on heat. And guess what? In our portion of the state, the temperature fell 20-plus degrees from yesterday and 15 degrees short of what was predicted. What a huge relief. My thanks to both of you. I am glad I tuned in. I was about to go to bed as I was so warm and felt depleted. But no more.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really great.
You got to kind of remember, you know, that when things aren't going right for you, I won't talk about what happened last week. That was a major event. But just things in general, you know, then look at what you've been doing maybe in the last few days, what people have interacted with you, because they may have captured you and put you onto someone else's timeline. And it can happen so sneakily, you know, and quickly and stealth, but you don't really know it for a day or two. Then all of a sudden you go, wow, what's happening here? You know, this is not my reality. Why am I thinking these thoughts, you know? Because they're not really your thoughts, but they're the thoughts on the timeline that you're, got abducted onto, or, you know, visiting, et cetera, you know? So if you find that you're not peaceful, and you're going to know right away because your thoughts are going to be kind of directed into the area of the timeline, because they want you to think about that timeline. So know that, you've been hijacked. So you want to, you know, get back with the mind to heart drop and get back into the new earth energy. So that's, you know, kind of what I can tell you to do, is you may not really understand what's happening, but you know that you shouldn't be there. Kind of like the Rolling Stones song, Get Off of My Cloud, you know? So, you know, why are they coming into your space? You know, why are you thinking the thoughts that you have? Especially if they're thoughts that you don't normally think. And you shouldn't be thinking anyway, but, you know, I won't go into that too much. But anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes, I guess, Ron, we aren't heart-centered or in our bodies, I guess in our bodies and heart-centered, and sometimes there's something outside of us that is throwing us off. So it's
yep.
good to be doing your clearings, and, you know, if need be, to be here now is so helpful, because if you're not here now, you're not at peace, and therefore you're not on the new earth. Okay. And go back here. Okay. Okay. This is interesting, Ron. I guess, let me see, did this come in yesterday or today? Let me read this about the weather. Hi, I'm from São Paulo, Brazil. Here it is winter, but we have unusually warm days, dry, and have gone 2 or 3 months without rain. Today there are lots of chemtrails. Ron, thank you for everything you do for us. So I guess they just want you to know. Now, that did come in yesterday, so maybe things are better today. That would be great. Okay.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, I guess we all wish that the chemtrails weren't around, you know, but you could do the earth imbalance clearing for rain if you need to have rain. So you may try that. Maybe it can rebalance things in your neck of the woods there. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, Ron, this week I had a large recluse spider come crawling into my bathroom, perhaps up from a drain, and it made me feel weird that I'm on the new earth. What is this spider doing here? And now you seem to have explained that. Thank you.
Yep, they're sneaking in. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so that does sound like exactly what you described.
Yeah, they just overlay another reality, that's sort of the only way you can really look at it. You know, the reality of the spider is overlaid over the new earth that you were on, and now you're seeing a spider, you know, kind of bleeding through, and it will look real. So, and it probably is real. So you want to get back to where you were, you know, on the new earth. As you start working with it more, you're going to realize, yeah, that you can change your reality, just by, you know, having a few clearings up and things. So, anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Okay, somebody has an interesting question here, Ron. Recently, you shut down our chakras for us, and I have been feeling wonderful since that time. You essentially said we no longer need these chakras because they're an alien construct. Does this also include our aura? Do we still need or want to have an aura around us?
You don't really need it. Normally when, you do your shrink wrap, the aura gets, you know, put close to your skin. So it's not really needed. I don't know why, what the reason would be to have one unless, you know, people want to view and see what you're dealing with in life. You know, your situations, your blockages, your mindset, all that's going to be displayed in your auric field, the way that you are typically, you know, relating to life slash feeling slash emotions. So people read that and come into your life according, you know, to what they see and what they want to maybe get from you. That's why when you do the psychic billboard, that changes the auric field for what you want to be transmitting to other people. So it's not really needed, okay? So I guess that's the initial question. Is it needed or not? No, it's not. And if you just want to play around with it, just do a shrink wrap and go to a shopping mall and maybe do it every couple of minutes, and you're going to start to look invisible to people because they're not going to really relate to your stuff and see you. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Wow, we're getting so many great room requests. Thank you very much. I have some more questions and testimonials. So happy to be reading them. Here's a good question. How many years would we live to if we are living on the new Earth?
Well, there's no time, so you're there until you choose to go to another creation in light. Remember, you pick the life form that you want to energize. So you have all the blueprints of all the life forms wherever you go to, we'll say whatever planet it would be, you know, and you view that from your home base energy. So you're able to select a life form and you energize that, and then you have an experience. And then when you want to leave, you de-energize the life form and go somewhere else. So there's really no time. So I guess it could be as long as you would you choose to be in that life form. And you could also change life forms on a new Earth too. So this is after ascension. Okay, right now you're in a human body. So this is what you have chose to enter into. Even though it's forced reincarnation, this is where you are now in your life experience with your spirit. So back to you.
Okay. So I want to remind people that anytime you miss a show of Ron's that he does on BBS, BBS radio station very kindly posts them, and you can listen to them on their archives anytime. It usually takes a day or two for a show to be posted. So, for instance, if you missed last night's show and all these hearing these wonderful healings, they will still even work for you. So if you missed last night's show, I'm not sure if it's been posted yet or not, but it will be. And Ron says that unless he says otherwise, they'll work three times for you. So if you have one that is especially helpful, you're welcome to go back and listen to that show a few times and Also, you may know someone that would benefit from a specific clearing, and that might be a nice show to guide them to listen to. So, Ron,
I think the shows get posted maybe in 2 to 3 days. So,
right,
it's pretty fast.
So we have someone else writing in about last night's show. That's why I wanted to share that with everybody. This one says, "Good evening, all. Last night, Ron said that the Earth had been reset after a very strange week. He cleared away the 4th of July energy, firecrackers and all. He also cleared us of a slime wrap, which is suffocating us. Black mist energy clearing. Then he timeline crashed the oppressive heat we've been suffering through. There could have been more, but I fell into, there could have been more that happened, but I fell into a peaceful sleep. Well, this morning it was like the new Earth. Cool temperatures, breezy, and downright chilly at times. Not a cloud in the sky, no humidity, just a perfect, beautiful day, and feeling so peaceful. Good job, Ron. Thank you."
You're welcome.
I don't think it's like the new Earth. I would say that listener is on the new Earth when you're feeling peaceful, right?
Yeah, so I could do some kind of clearing. Do you have any idea what type of clearing, healing I could do right now?
Well, I was going to ask you, Ron, about the nanoparticle clearing, to talk about that a little and tell us if people should be updating that, and also, and then
yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
if that's something you could do a sample of.
Oh boy, yeah, I could do something. That clearing is pretty complex. I would say maybe if you have the clearing, run it once a week. I'll do one for oxygen with the nano technology here. That's preventing you to breathe properly. So remember that the nano stuff is sort of like live particles that get activated through the airways, we'll say. So once you have it in you and somebody pushes a button, these nanoparticles can become alive inside of you and do things to you, have a mind of their own, we'll say, and I won't go on any further, but anyway, let's see if we can help you out with the breathing here. So here we go, releasing some of the nano, I guess, bites or bits or whatever. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this is out of your lungs, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it's very possible that the same nano stuff is being emitted by clones. It gets into you too. One, remember, because they're an alien species. Two, living with you. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. I wanted us to breathe a little bit more. Inhale, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think we're on 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And it could be possible, I won't say it's 100% here, but we'll get some comments from people maybe the next week. But the shrink wrap might help you with chemtrails. So I'll just say that. And I'd like people to maybe experiment with that and see if maybe the shrink wrap that you're putting up is kind of like... we'll just say like a plastic wrap around you that's keeping you safe and secure from particles coming into your realm. So just we'll see if that works. So everybody, just give that a shot. and see if you're able to dispel what's coming to you and have it just fall off. So back to you, Ann.
That's great, Ron. That's so helpful. This what came up, I don't know, a few months ago, I guess, was because you also tell us to increase our life force energy, but then we don't want to be too lit up and attract anything that we don't want around us. So I've been saying, I think a listener suggested this, I now increase my life force energy and shrink wrap. And I now increase my life force energy and shrink wrap, and that seems to be working well. So
yeah,
I feel powered up, also protected.
Yep, sounds good.
And we shouldn't inhale any clone or sick people air, right, if we can help it.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So another listener wrote in for you, Ron, about last night. Ron, many thanks for the planetary healing and also removing aliens twice last night. My whole body twitched and felt a heat wave when you did those four healings. It is alarming that something dark was taking hold last week and feels much freer now. Can you tell us how the web coat or slime wrap got there? By what alien race, maybe?
Boy, that I can't answer because there's so many things out there. So I don't know what alien race it would be or how it even came in here, you know. Things just happen.
Right, right. Okay, here's a really good thing, Ron, to talk about. Oh, my, was I hijacked last week. I was thinking about how I used to drink beer on the 4th of July over 40 years ago. I was talking to someone who was talking about drinking beer after work, so I put into that into the timeline crash right away and thought, why do we do that? Drunk on beer to celebrate.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. I'm not a beer drinker. So I'm a nothing.
No.
I drink water.
If I could just suggest to that person, everybody, Ron has essentially gifted us a new healing, which is if you have purchased the special healing, you can put memories in there. So I think that kind of course, it's always great to timeline crash something, especially if it had a big charge for you. But you can also put something like that through this special clearing, which is Ron created to be used for anything physical that's not already covered on the website. But he's made an exception, and you can clear memories on there, and it works really, really well. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, I... Boy, this time is going by really fast. I just want to remember to remind everybody that tomorrow Ron has another 7-hour healing call. It starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and all the information to sign up and register for that is on his website. He actually does a group of monthly calls every month. These are live healing calls. And there are creation lightship healings, exactly like you're going to experience in a little while on this show, sort of sample of it. But in addition, Ron is going to do some special work tomorrow on our bones and skeletal system. He's going to work on our alignment and our cartilage. Anything else you want to add about that for tomorrow, Ron?
Yeah, that's basically it. I have had working with people at the expos and stuff. I have had success straightening out backs and things, scoliosis and things like that. So I can't say that if you have that, it's going to be fixed. You know, no way could I ever even guarantee that. But I have had a lot of conditions of bat situations improvement, you know, going on.
Good.
I've read a testimonial from the last Expo back in New York where, you know, a gentleman was watching me work with a man who was kind of, you know, he was hunched over a lot, and I was working with him for maybe 15 minutes, I think, and he was watching, and he did mention that the guy looked about 40 years younger when I got done and had a lot more energy. So, yeah, anyway, it'd be a nice call to come on. So I'll be doing that tomorrow. It might be for the whole call. I'm not sure. Being in the present moment, it's kind of hard to say, but that's what I want to focus on. Today we did a lot of removal of pins and shackles. So what's happening is that there's so many things that I do extra, like on special calls, and I'm going to be incorporating some of those, you know, on the 7-hour calls, because I just can't fit them in. So otherwise I'd be doing probably, you know, a lot of Saturday calls for people, and, you know, I'd rather just do them on the 7-hour calls where you have a lot of time at one time to have corrections made. So like on the call tomorrow, as we're doing alignments for you and working with, you know, your cartilage and disc, spine, and just, you know, joints in your body, hip joints, et cetera, you know, arms, knuckles, et cetera, it'll be all there, and it's up to you to decide where you want it to, the energy to go to. Everybody has their own personal condition, and I like to have people input what they would like to have worked with, because I can, you know, in general go to different locations, but I might skip what you want, and then you're upset. You know, oh no, why didn't he work on my thumbs? You know, I got a, you know, a bad thumb or something. So it's up to you to then, you know, request that. But it allows you to actually see something going on instantaneously for you and have an improvement maybe within 15 minutes or something like that as we're changing the energies, helping you out with your condition. So it's very rewarding for people when they realize that, yeah, this is fixed here. And it may look easy, and it may sound easy as I'm just talking or doing what I'm doing, but there's a whole lot of energy going on to help you. And if you're going to be on the call tomorrow, we're already at this moment in time where we are here. You're being worked with right now for, you know, bone conditions, we'll say. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you, Ann. So,
all right, Ron. Well, it is quarter of the hour. So if you'd like to, we can go to the light ship now.
Okay, so this only works live for everybody listening on the program for today. And if you're on an archive listening, then you'll feel some peace energy. And then you're going to be able to hear what we're doing, but this won't affect you. So you definitely want to get on a Saturday call to go there. So here we go. You're going to be bilocated out of time. And you have the ability, if you wish, to bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Most people do that. And their plants and flowers and gardens normally are much, much more healthier and larger. And, you know, everything is wonderful. So we're going up to the light ship. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you're bilocated, so you're going to feel the energy around you a little different right now because you're in two places, say, at one time. And actually, as you're going to the different healing rooms, you could be in 100 places at one time, okay? So we're in the hot tub room right now, which is pretty standard. This is for detoxification. There's different types of muds if you want to have some mud in the water, we'll say. Some people like to use the golden mud, put it on their body. We'll go into another room, and you're going to get the gold dust, kind of like a spray of gold dust on you. So Here we go. Remind me of the Stevie Nicks song, Gold Dust Woman. So if you're a woman, you got gold dust on you. So now you're a gold dust woman. So here we go. Let's go into the room with the dolphins and the porpoises and the whales. And I got a couple more rooms before we get the request. I want to see the raccoons and the squirrels and the blue jays and little lizards. They're there too. Wonderful ones. And owl room. I want to see the owls and the eagles. And remember, each room that you're in, there's always three of them, and you can request healing. So just request your healing out loud, maybe every 15 seconds. And now we'll do some room requests from the people that are listening tonight. So first room in?
The fern room.
Ferns, okay. Here comes the ferns. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, next room?
The saguaro room.
The what?
Saguaro, the cactus, the big cactus.
Oh, okay, got it. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Great. And next room?
The sequoia trees.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll also get oak trees. And stronger, 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 and stronger. And tree of your choice here. You may like a birch tree or pine tree or something. So your choice now for the tree you'd like to be with. So maybe it's a hemlock. I don't know, but here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
The flamingo room.
Okay, what is it again?
Flamingos.
Flamingos. Oh, wow. Okay, here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's go into the room with the little baby pigs. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And if you're a dog lover, it could be the dog room. We'll get the little chihuahuas. So here they come, a bunch of little chihuahuas. There's more than three of them. And they're not very, very tall. They're just kind of like newborns coming over. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Next.
The parrot room.
Parrots, here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's go to the food court right now. This is for people who were born this month. And we're going there now, and the light beams are there. They're going to sing happy birthday to everyone. And we'll be singing it, too, along with them. But we want to get our dessert. So it kind of depends what you like. I kind of get the same thing all the time because I like that. So anyway, so what I get is a German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the ice cream and the cherries and the nuts and the drizzle and whipped cream, and there's some ice cream on it, and it's the size of a pencil eraser. And you can ask for second, thirds, and fourths if you wish, but you're going to notice once you get it in your mouth, you're going to start to feel full. So it's on your index finger now and going underneath your tongue. And if you want more, you can. If you want to try out the energy plates, we'll go into the location in the food court where they have the golden plates, and you're standing on them and also putting your hands on each plate here. So there's actually four plates. And sampling your energy of your body right now to see what your physical body needs. Now we're going to walk into the next room over. It's only about 3 feet away. Similar place, putting our feet and our hands on them. And right now you're being energized with what you need right now, this very moment, for your body. Okay, there we go. And now we'll go back to the food court and see people having lots of sharing of desserts, what it looks like here. It's like they have like a Lazy Susan set up, and people are sampling all different types of things. So we'll start to sing happy birthday now for the people born in this month of July. So happy birthday, everybody. And Life Being Choir, we're singing to you. And happy birthday. So we'll go to a few more rooms here. So how about four rooms, Ann?
Okay. The Hummingbird Room.
Okay, here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
The Peacock Room.
Peacock? That's pretty. Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
The Waterfall Room.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's all different types of waterfalls, so it's your choice of what color you would like. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five.
The next room. Walrus Room.
Walrus, all good. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay, we'll go into a room to balance your energy of your body, too. So we'll do that right now. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll come back from the light ship now. So you're collecting your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants to come down with you. And we'll come from the light ship to here. So you're going to be coming back into this reality. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Okay, everybody's here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I just wanted to remind people, too, because I always need reminding, in addition to asking for your healing, we want to also ask for our physical bodies to accept the energy and integrate it into our bodies, right?
Yes, that's correct, uh-huh.
Okay. Question here, Ron, about thank you for that wonderful trip. I'm very more peaceful even than before, but hopefully I can still read and go on asking you questions. So someone has a question about enlistment. Is it possible to be enlisted if I can only be on the calls as a registered absentee? Thank you.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
So do you plan to enlist? The person would have to know what show, or rather what healing call you're going to do that on. Do you think you'll do that tomorrow, possibly?
I could enlist people tomorrow, yeah. There's not a lot of active duty going on right now. It's like cleanup, but you never know. Sometimes it gets to be like full alert, maybe for a couple of hours, and then it's back to just R&R, you know. But if nothing else, just being enlisted will change your life. So even if you're not battling aliens, you know, you may just want to be a you know, maybe a cook or something, or, you know, do laundry or dishes or something, you know. But just being enlisted, you know, helps out a lot. And it's wonderful. So I could do that tomorrow. Maybe you could remind me, Ann, before. And we'll see what happens. I could do it on another call, too, with the person wants to get on one of the conference calls during the week, too. Just send me an email, and I can just mention that. So then you can be enlisted absentee. So
right. So if they're going to be absentee, should they say out loud, say, when the call starts at 11, I would like to be enlisted, or and with what group, or can they say that at any point in time while the call is going, or is there anything more?
Yeah, I would say probably maybe 15 minutes into the call would be fine.
Okay. Okay, good.
And then you want to know which group you want to be with. So everybody typically knows already what they want to do, you know. Normally, most people pick the country that they're kind of genetically, you know, connected to. You know, let's just say that maybe you're born in Mexico, and so you want to be in the Mexican time traveling soldiers. That's fine. Or maybe you're Polish and you want to, be in the Polish time traveling soldiers, or the Russians, or the French, or Canadian, or the Vikings. So, if you want action, the Vikings are the ones, and the Russians. The Russians are very good too. The other groups are also nice. The Africans are very strong. They're very tall, if you're interested in that. But a lot of people somehow like the Vikings. Anyway, and they're my bodyguard, so it's wonderful. So anyway, what's next? What do we have? A little bit of time left here, I think.
Well, Ron, I know everyone received so much healing and benefit from that visit to the lightship, but would it be possible, since it's summertime, to do a sample of the bites and stings clearing in case anyone has any issues with that? And you've mentioned in the past that it will also work on a sunburn, for instance.
Sure, okay. So here we go. If you have a condition going on, we'll put some energy that way. So here we go. Stronger, bringing in the energy to help you. Stronger, you have to indicate what you want. Stronger, and stronger. There we go. I know if you get a sunburn, a bad one, you can put vinegar on it, and it takes the pain away almost instantly. So, I try to avoid the sun a lot. I don't like getting sunburned. So, but anyway, in case you happen to have a situation, always get vinegar. So back to you, and that'll help you out besides having the
care. Yeah, thank you, Ron. That's
care.
A great tip. Really
okay,
nice.
Everybody. So anything else that we could read that just came in or anything?
No, I think everyone that went to the lightship there, Ron, is pretty relaxed right now and peaceful. I don't know if you want to answer. There are a couple of more questions or, it's
a... Yeah, if they're quick, sure, that'd be fine. Yeah, we can go a couple of minutes, I think.
This is interesting because I don't think we can talk about soul families enough, and we always have new listeners. Do soul families follow you through lifetimes, and then aliens set up events where you interact with them, and then keeps the drama going on and on so they can feed on our spirits?
That's correct. 100% correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So Ron has a soul family clearing that is fantastic, and I highly recommend it for everyone. It is not exactly like the whole life clearings, but it works like that. It's a one-time purchase with unlimited use, so you can find out all about that on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and you can clear on their current soul family, past soul family, future lifetime contracts, and also, there's a psychic billboard disconnection, which I can say in my life has helped me immensely, because whenever I have that running on the soul family, I feel like my soul family cannot see me or find me, and therefore I'm less attacked by them. It's like I'm blocked off. So I really love and recommend that healing very much. Oh, and I have one more announcement, Ron, before we go. On the 14th, you're going to continue removing alien physical objects that they have put in us that are holding us back, probably from healing, but moving and everything, the hydraulic hoses and all that awful stuff they've put on us. And that's going to be Saturday the 14th. Of July. That's one of Ron's special healing calls that will start at 1 p.m. It only costs $20 to come on that call. if you didn't get the flyer that describes it, do sign up for Ron's emails on his website, or if you didn't get it, you can send a request to clsquestions@bbsradio.com, and we'll just shoot it off to you. It'll probably go out again, though. So if you sign up to get the emails, you'll probably get it sent to you. So we're all looking forward to that call as well, Ron, next Saturday. Anything else we need to announce?
No, but I'll do one quick healing here for people. If you have a pain in your body and you can put your hand there around that location, here we go. I'm going to put some energy there, and your hand may get kind of warm as the energy gets transferred through your hand into that location. So here we go. Maybe you got a headache or a stiff neck, or maybe you scan your knee or something. From the count to 100 to run energy into that location to see if we can fix it, take away the pain, and put it back into balance. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so I'm going to do that one again here. We'll go just a little bit over on the show, I think, a few minutes. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, let's see if that helped you. So let's do the mind of heart drop. So here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud and say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. Here we go. To facilitate that, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening, and hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow. We're going to work with your skeleton, spines, bones, cartilage. So bye, everyone. Blessings. See you later. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, listeners.